What was the creative process behind this album?
It was kind of crazy because, we have the unique thing about the band. Yet again, we were changing singers in the middle of, trying to write this record. And, it kind of became that writing the record became Jason's entire interview, his audition, all that, his hazing, all of that was kind of wrapped up in the entire writing process because, we were like 99% sure that he was your guy. We just wanted to write some songs, and then once we did, it started rolling, so quickly. I mean, the poor guy, it was really like one day he wasn't sure if he had the gig or not, and then the next day we were on a plane flying out to make a record. I mean, for him it was just, just a whirlwind because, he joined the band, didn't know what to expect. Next thing we're writing songs, and his whole life is changing for him. On the fly, not only can he write his own songs, pretty much his own one-man band, but just he can take anything that you can send him a rough demo in the morning, and by that night, he could, turn it into, an awesome demo. So it was just refreshing to have a guy like that that could just work on the fly so fast, had tons of ideas. Instead of, the past, I won't go into detail, but there's been a lot of times in the past where writing a song was you shouldn't have to, ask the singer to sing, that should just be part of the gig. So it was just a nice change to have a guy that was on fire to kind of be a part of the band and to do his job.
What do you think that he brings to the group that wasn't there before?
I mean, a lot of range as far as the vocals go, that's for sure. A lot of enthusiasm, which is something that we all really needed and had missed. And it's also nice because, after Dave passed away, after we decided to keep things going, one thing that we felt like we didn't want to do to get a singer that sounded too much to play. So the couple of guys after David, prior to Jason, were kind of from left field as far as where the band started from. But, after years and years, you start to wonder if that was the right thing. Maybe we should have stuck closer to what Giantfall originally started out as. So it was, having Jason, whose tone of vocals and his approach to songwriting are kind of more similar to what we began with Dave, we were kind of able to go back and write just kind of from the soul, if you will, instead of trying to craft songs around vocal dynamic. And, every singer has three songs around their strength. And this is where it seemed like we got too caught up in trying to, write in the top of your head So there's one thing at this rate. I mean, a lot of people can sit around and judge which records they like, which ones singers they like, or don't like. This record is definitely comfortable for all of us that we've had in center. But or not, I mean, it felt great doing it. I can tell you that much.
How do you want this album to ultimately be remembered? I mean, it's your fifth album. Not a lot of bands get to five albums, and you guys have been around now, for over a decade, more than a decade now. Yeah, so, I mean, how do you want this to stand in your legacy?
I would really like for people to listen to the record and go, a lot of shit has happened to this band, but maybe they finally fucking got it right. After a lot of, a lot of big swings, maybe they finally found the right singer, the right dynamic, maybe this is the overcorrection that they really needed.
Okay, as far as In Memory Of, can you just talk about the creative process behind that? I know the song is written about Dave's the anniversary of Dave's passing and whatnot, but how did the whole song come together lyrically and musically?
They both kind of came together at the same time. As far as the overall general vibe, the theme, the lyrics of the song. Over the years, since Dave they've passed, and we had talked about doing a song like this a number of times, but, you know, we were always kind of thought that, you know, one song too close to Dave's passing, it seemed like, you know, we were trying to cash in or, you know, use this tragedy to say, hey, you know, poor us, please buy our record. You know, which is, you know, not the sentiment that we wanted to put out there. But, you know, after 10 years since his death, it was like, you know, maybe, you know, it's time to kind of, not just a song about Dave passing, but kind of, you know, just how you feel after someone that close to you passes away, you know, more of a general statement, you know, that other people can relate to, because, you know, I'm sure everyone out there, you know, lost someone extremely close to them, so, you know, it just felt like the right time, you know, to say, hey, this is how we felt, you know, maybe felt like that too. And at the same time, you know, kind of a shout-out to Dave. You know, we still think about you. You're still part of the band. We're never going to forget it, you know. This is the greatest time of my life, you know, was hanging out with Daniel on the road. So, you know, it's something that you just never get away from. What happened to us, it's a terrible, sad story. You know, we don't want to say, you know, whine about it and complain about it, but we do want to say, you know, that what happens to you, you're different forever. You know, you never, there's no getting over it. You know, that's really what the song's about. You know, that the time that you spend with the person that passed away affects you for the rest of your life. To sum it up.
How did this album challenge you as a musician?
You know, I would say the most challenging part was the short amount of time that we had to write and record the record. As far as, you know, scheduling a studio, scheduling an album release, scheduling a producer, it was all very hurried, and so a big part of it is coming in prepared every single day. You know, you walk in the studio and you're not sure what you're going to be doing that day, but no matter what song it is, what part it is, you have to be ready, prepared to do it. So what we all did in pre-production, we set up four individual, like, Pro Tools workstations, and everybody demoed around everyone else's part during downtime, so that after, when you went in to record the song, you had just demoed it like a day before. So you knew exactly every, you know, every kick drum, every snare hit, every key change, you knew everything backwards and forwards. So there, you know, you didn't spend a lot of time, you know, taking up the control room and taking the producer's time, doing take after take after take. You know, we were all very much on top of it, knew what we were going to play, knew every single lyric, what we were going to say, melodies, you know, harmonies, everything. And there was no time to fuck up. That was the most challenging part. There was not a lot of time to sit around and get your part wrong. It had to be, you know, done once you walked in.
This might be.
Other than that, everything is easy peasy.
This might be a difficult question to ask, but considering that, you know, Jason's your fort singer, do you guys, I know you said before that you want this album to be remembered as, like, you know, the time that you guys, like, got it right, but do you guys really, do you feel like that right now? Do you feel like that this is your guy?
Absolutely. There won't be another guy, I can tell you that. There won't, mark it, write it down, there won't be a fifth singer. It'll be Jason or that's it. You know, we've finally gotten back to where everything feels great, feels natural. It's kind of where we started. I can never get away from that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to it, I really feel like there was a lot of time in there that we wasted on, you know, guys that we were never 100% comfortable with. So, as long as Jason's in the band, we'll continue to make records. When he's not, I'll probably find something else to do. Just because it's a lot of stress, and it's a lot of trouble, and it's a lot of work to bring in a new singer. And now that we've gotten it right, I don't ever want to have to do it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just... I mean, that's it. I never want to have to go through this process again. You know, he's a guy. I said I want other people to remember it as the record where we finally got it right. I know that's the way we feel about it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Never again.
So, as far as the immediate future, how are you guys planning to market it? Are you guys going on tour this summer? I mean, what's the immediate future for Drowning Pool look like?
I just finished 6 weeks on the road with us and Flyleaf. Now we're going to Europe for a month. You know, the record's getting ready to come out over there as well. So push that and come back. And, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of shows booked. I can't exactly remember where they were and all that. I just know, you know, it's a mix. We have like festival shows this summer, and mm-hmm. we have some club shows. It's all kind of mixed in there together. Look for us at a town near you, because we'll be coming through at some point this summer. I mean, we're certainly not going to put out a record and just sit at home.
Yeah.
You know, we spend a lot of time working on these songs and thinking about, you know, playing them live. And, I mean, that's what we always live for, is, you know, being on the road sucks. But the only thing that makes it great is that 1 hour you spend on stage every night. So, you know, we're going to get out there and do that 1,000%. And, you know, either, as far as, like, marketing a record, I really don't know what labels do to market records here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like it's all word of mouth. You know, people hear from their friends if a record sucks or great, and they decide at that point whether or not they're going to buy it. And, you know, their buddies going to see live, and they love this show, and they'll buy the record. If they don't, they won't. So that's the only real marketing strategy that I'm involved in at this point.
Yeah. All right, so last question. Do you have anything to say with people that have listened to the band since day one, like that haven't heard this album yet, that are waiting for it to come out? Is there anything that you want to say to them?
Yeah, you know, thank you for sticking with us through all this. I know it's been a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, it's amazing that people have come this far with this. You know, most bands can't make one singer change, much less, you know, all the ones that we have made. So, you know, we're always thankful and humbled that people still come out and see us and buy our records. So thank you. I think if you from day one were a big fan of Dave and the Center record, I think you'll like this record a lot. If like you're one of those hardcore guys that just loved Ryan and you thought then honestly, you're probably not going to like this record, because we got away from, you know, what we felt like was kind of just the wrong direction for us with Ryan. So if that's the Drowning Pool that you jumped on board with and he's listening to, then I guess I apologize. Maybe you can buy the record. I don't know.